The Suncoast Tiger Bay Club wrapped up 2022 with their annual meeting last evening at Sea Salt at Sundial, hearing from some guests, the mayor of St. Petersburg, other elected officials, and introducing a new slate of officers for 2023.
All right. Good afternoon. Good evening. Happy holidays, everyone. It feels too warm to be celebrating the holidays yet, right? So I'm Lindsay Cross. I'm your newest state representative in District 60. So we're in the district that includes portions of St. Petersburg and Pinellas Park and Lilman. I was honored to be elected nearly a month ago. Yes! And I've been active in this community for nearly two decades. My background is in environmental science and working to improve our water quality in Tampa Bay. So I certainly want to continue making sure that we're maintaining our quality of life here and recognizing the asset that Tampa Bay is, our park systems, the beautiful quality of life that we have here. Also leveraging that for more workforce development and training in our STEM programs, making sure we're getting the resources for our education systems, our higher education, and being able to draw more students into our marine science industries, our healthcare places where we know we have great paying jobs and worker shortages. Also interested in healthcare and how we can make sure that everyone in our community is getting access to affordable healthcare, including a lot of the behavioral and mental health challenges that are continuing to grow from, you know, our younger members of society all the way up to our senior citizens. Those are a few priorities of mine. I also just came from Orlando today where I was at an insurance summit. And in just a few days, we will be having a special session focused on property insurance. We were so fortunate that we dodged a bullet with Hurricane Ian, but this is something that is affecting us, whether you live on the coast or whether you live in interior parts of Florida, making sure that rates are affordable, but that we can also maintain a private insurance market so that not all of the liability is with Citizens Property Insurance. So I'm doing everything I can to educate myself and also hear from constituents about their personal experiences with homeowners insurance. So that will be our first task, which is a really big one, and then we'll start our committee weeks in January. I'd like to introduce my legislative aide back here, Will Shedden. And I also have a district aide, Andrea Campos, who is not here this evening. We would like to welcome each of you to come visit us in our district office, which is on the corner of 4th Street and 22nd Avenue North, or visit us in Tallahassee. I want to have a very open door policy, make sure that I'm hearing from our nonprofits, from our business leaders in the community and all of the constituents so that we can continue to make St. Petersburg the place where the sun shines the brightest and maintain this place that we all love so much. So thank you very much and enjoy your holidays.
Thank you.
Thanks.
The mayor of St. Petersburg is here. We're going to ask him to bring us a welcome, Mayor Kim Welch.
Thank you, Tigers. How are y'all doing?
Well, congrats to the new board members and to the new executive director of Tiger Bay. Today is a number of things. It is December 6th. It is my 11th month in office. I know it feels like longer than that. And it's also my dad's birthday, December 6th. And when he was on council here in 1981, I was a senior at B. Lakewood High School. And St. Pete, of course, looked nothing like this, right? This is what they aspired for St. Pete to be. And we have just come so far. But that we face new challenges, housing affordability being first and foremost. But yet, I'm so excited about our ability to work together. I see one of my council members, Copley Gertis, here today. He's doing a great job. But I'm so excited, despite all the conflict we see nationally and at the state level, that we still can get things done locally. I'm really excited about that. Part of growth is having more noise downtown. It just comes with it. But my day today, for example, we started out with a groundbreaking for affordable housing. 10 affordable townhomes just south of Tropicana Field in partnership with Habitat for Humanity. And the folks that will be able to own those townhomes will make about 80% AMI, about $19 or $20 an hour. They're going to be able to get into home ownership. We're able to fund that through our CRA. Before that, I went to CASA's Peace Celebration, and it was amazing to see the folks come together to support the victims of domestic violence. And then tonight, I'm going to go home and read over four proposals for redevelopment of the historic gas plant that is going to be transformative for our city. And I'm amazed at those proposals, and we're going to bump Tampa out of the discussion pretty soon. But that is going to allow us to address so many issues, whether it's, you know, minority contracting, you're paying homage to the history of the gas plant where I grew up, our need for office space, housing, all those things can happen from that. And I'm really looking forward to working with you on that and working with our great council, including Councilmember Gertis. So enjoy the holidays. Get ready for 2023. And I think I'm scheduled to speak at Tiger Bay. At least that's what the executive director told me. So. Happy holidays, everybody.
The new school board member, Stephanie Myers, and the new state senator made commitments to attend. They aren't here yet, but we're going to continue on with our evening. So if they come in, we'll give them an opportunity to address us. This club is nonpartisan. The chairs of both parties have seats on our board of directors. I want to recognize the new chair of the Democratic Party for panelist Jennifer Griffith, who last night was elected. Jennifer. And we need to make sure that the chair of the Republican Party also knows that he or she has an invitation to attend our board meetings and to be involved in the club. This club has had a great year. After 2 years of COVID, we have had new members who are younger, who are Black, brown, gay, Jewish, tall, and short. We are the public square for this region. Here is where dialogue, conversation, and thinking occurs. It has been my honor to serve. I want to point out something I've said privately, and to many of you, it is because of Matt Lettner that I am the president, because this time last year when our club had challenges that many members were not aware of, ladies and gentlemen stepped aside and had a conversation, and we set the course for this club this year that has us where we are now with a growth in membership, with relevancy, strength, and money in the bank. Thanks, Mom. So how has this year gone? It started with the State of the Bay, which was standing room only at the James Museum. The publisher and the successor of the Times were at the History Museum. The Rays owner and the president hosted us along with a game, all for $25. A national leader addressed us to discuss education. We had a power breakfast with the county chair for the commission and the chair for the city council, along with the EDC leadership and the Tampa Bay partnership leadership. It has been a great year with no executive director and very few volunteers. One, billing for December in the first quarter will be available at our next meeting in January. We're going to stop. Vitris, can you give me a glass of water, please? Thank you. We're going to stop automatically billing members. Most of the complaints that we get from members is that they are not aware that they are being billed annually for their membership. So that's number one. Number two, we're going to have monthly sponsors. And this month's sponsor is Mr. Copley Gertis, who is the owner of Northwestern Life Insurance. Mr. Gertis, will you please recognize yourself? He has supplied, not you, Brooks, not you, he's paying. material from Northwestern is on your tables. Number three, January 1, our website will go live with registration for the State of Debate. The State of Debate is January the 3rd at University of South Florida. All three mayors have committed to attend. It's going to sell out again. So that's going to be on January 1st. We're going to get this website taken care of, and we're going to open the registration for the State of Debate. Lastly, the 2023 officers have been selected, and they are present for your approval. Nicole Carr from our school board for president. Amy Shore from the R Club as vice president. Beatrice from Deuces Live will continue to serve as our secretary. Ben Shirley Jr., our area manager for the Department of Children and Family Services, will serve as our treasurer. And David Moran is the last board member. I now want to extend a courtesy to Nicole that I was not extended last year, but if we're going to be ladies and gentlemen and we're going to control the public square and the dialogue and conversation that goes on in the public square, our leadership example has to be different than what we see in other areas. So Nicole Carr, thank you. We look forward to you serving as the president of the Suncoast Tiger Bay Club Incorporated for 2023.
Thank you, JC. I don't think the club could have survived this year without the hard work, commitment, and dedication of JC Pritchett. The board transitioned from being a board that participated to being one that did all the lifting. In the end, we were left with three board members standing and JC carrying the heaviest of the weight. So not only was he facilitating the opportunity for all of us to continue to have access to our elected officials, current debate on current events, as well as the camaraderie that takes place when you're a member of Tiger Bay. So thank you, JC, for your outstanding leadership this past year, and we look forward to having you continue to guide us with your experience and expertise from this past year and a lifetime of experience and knowledge in the political spectrum. So thank you. And we're looking forward to our meeting in January. You've already received an update. Our board will be meeting in the next couple of weeks in December to completely review and look at the current state of things and further develop our strategic plan and goals and strategies for the upcoming year. So thank you very much for being here tonight and enjoy the rest of the evening.
St. Pete Sounds from the annual meeting of the Suncoast Tiger Bay Club, recorded on Tuesday afternoon.